This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden will head to the Pacific state of Hawaii next Monday to meet with survivors of last week's devastating wildfires, as well as first responders still searching for bodies. The fire, which leveled the historic town of Lahaina on the island of Maui, is the deadliest in the United States, with the number of fatalities now at 110 people and expected to rise over the coming days. Only five victims have been identified so far. Canadian officials say air evacuations were to begin for people in the path of wildfires in the Northwest Territories as the blazes neared the capital of Yellowknife. The town's 20,000 residents are being asked to leave as part of a phased evacuation, beginning with the most threatened communities. Officials say the blaze could reach Yellowknife by this weekend. Canada is enduring its worst wildfire season, with more than 1,000 active fires burning across the country, including 230 in the Northwest Territories. Authorities in Germany say heavy rain in parts of the country caused flooding and led to dozens of flight cancellations at Frankfurt Airport, the country's busiest and a major European hub. The airport said ground handling was suspended for more than 2 hours as large quantities of rain accumulated on the tarmac Wednesday evening. Downpours in parts of southwestern and central Germany led to flooded basements and streets. At least 72 people are dead after days of relentless rain in India's Himalayan region. A heavy monsoon triggered landslides and flash floods that have submerged roads, washed away buildings, and left residents scrambling for safety. India's weather department has put Himachal Pradesh state on high alert and expects the downpours to continue over the next few days. This is VOA News. Disasters caused by landslides and floods are common in India's Himalayan north during the June-September monsoon season. Scientists say they are becoming more frequent as global warming increases. But local experts say the current disaster is likely due to unplanned construction in this vulnerable region. The start of the rainy season in Sudan and neighboring Chad is making it difficult to deliver aid to refugees from Sudan's war. In this report from the Chadian town of Adenor, reporter Henry Wilkins looks at some of the logistical challenges faced by those trying to deliver aid.
Sudan and Chad's rainy season peaks in August and September. It's making access to Adamor very difficult for aid groups. VOA was only able to reach the refugee site in these amphibious all-terrain vehicles operated by the UN. Conventional vehicles like this truck carrying food aid to Adamor become stuck in thick mud, attempts to rescue them unsuccessful. Lack of access is not the only problem the rainy season brings. Khartoum and its surrounding area, which sits at the confluence of the Blue and White Nile rivers, has been rocked by fighting between the Sudanese military and the paramilitary rapid support forces, making it almost impossible for farmers to plant. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Adamor, Chad.
Israel said Thursday the United States has given its approval for the sale of the Arrow 3 hypersonic missile defense system to Germany. Israel's defense ministry said the $3.5 billion agreement is the largest defense deal in the country's history. The U.S. and Israel jointly developed the Arrow 3 system, which can intercept ballistic missiles above the atmosphere. Amid mounting concerns about China and North Korea, President Biden will host the leaders of Japan and South Korea at Camp David on Friday. The trilateral summit is expected to result in joint initiatives on defense, technology, and economic security to bolster cooperation between Washington and its two Asian allies. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patty Whitaker-Swara has this report.
North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear program, China's more muscular presence in the Indo-Pacific, and growing ties between Pyongyang, Moscow, and Beijing provide a backdrop to the upcoming trilateral summit between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. Picking up from their May meeting in Japan, the leaders will convene this Friday at Camp David, a presidential retreat near Washington that has hosted foreign leaders in the past. The measures are expected to include an enhanced early warning system against North Korean missiles, extended nuclear deterrence, and increased military exercises and cybersecurity cooperation.
I'm Richard Green for